having a hot girl summer checklist is absolutely necessary for everyone, and that's what today's episode is going to be about. So channeling that inner hot summer girl is the main focus of this episode. So I want you to get cozy, sit back and enjoy while I guide you through the ultimate checklist to have the best summer of your life. Let's dive into it. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Wellness Leads podcast, where we dive deep into wellness and productivity to help you guys live your best life. I am your host, Sarah. I am so thrilled to be back after, well, a little while due to exams. I know, guys, I haven't posted an episode in a month, and I know it's a lot. I've actually received some questions. Some people were like, hey, are you still uploading? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so overwhelmed with exams and all that. I really couldn't balance this last month, but I am here. Okay, and I am back and ready to rock with my exciting episode today. Okay, so before we jump into the main topic, let's start with our wellness ritual of the week, as usual. This week's ritual is all about retail therapy. So shopping, guys, I feel like this isn't really surprising. If you're an OG, you know that I love shopping and I love me a shopping day. Sometimes treating yourself to something nice can really boost your mood and just overall well-being. Whether it's a new outfit, a new book, I don't know, a fancy candle, it can be a little thing, okay? It can be a scrunchie. Take some time to indulge and enjoy the experience. So whenever I go shopping, I like to try new things. I like to invite my best friends to go shopping together and all of that. We make fun, we try on silly outfits and all of that. So this is what makes it really enjoyable. And that was my wellness ritual this week. Tell me about yours, you guys. Now let's dive into today's episode. The Hot Girl Summer Reset Checklist. As we gear up for the summer season, it's essential to reset, you guys, to recharge and make the most out of this vibrant time of the year. And what better way to do this than by embracing your inner hot girl? Okay, so grab your favorite drink, a cold one, get cozy, and let's get started. To kick things off, let's talk about the concept of a hot girl summer and why it's not just a catchy phrase, okay? Why did I choose this phrase specifically? So the idea of a hot girl summer is all about self-confidence. It's all about embracing your individuality and living your best life unapologetically. It's all about stepping out of your comfort zone. It's all about trying new things. It's all about feeling empowered in your own skin. It's all about loving yourself. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Is there any scientific evidence? You know, I love scientific facts. And I am here to tell you abso-freaking-lutely, there is a scientific evidence behind this. So studies have shown that embracing self-confidence and positive body image can have a significant impact on your mental well-being and like your overall happiness. So by adopting a hot girl summer mindset, you're actually boosting your mental and emotional health, and you are going to glow. Trust me on this. By embracing yourself and the way you look and loving yourself, you are going to glow. Now, let's get into our Hot Girl Summer Reset Checklist. These are practical steps that you can take to make the most out of this incredible season, my own personal favorite season. As I told you before, I love summer. Everyone that knows me know that I'm such a summer person. I always tell people that. Like, I don't care how hot it is, I always prefer summer over winter. Summer just gives off this happy vibe, this, I don't know. So, darlings, feel free to take notes. The first step, mindset makeover. What I mean by a mindset makeover is that I want you to embrace a positive mindset by practicing daily affirmations. That's one way you can do it. You could also go for journaling. You could go for engaging in mindfulness exercise. You can just Google this up. There are just a lot of exercises and interesting ones. I haven't really tried much because personally I love journaling, and I feel like just grabbing a pen and a paper and expressing my thought on paper is just a lot easier, and it makes me understand myself more. And just remember that the way you think has a powerful influence on your reality. So doing this mindfulness exercises or journaling or any other thing is helping you to get a better mindset for a better reality. This is what your first step should be about. Next, it's also all related really, but body love, you guys. Take care of your physical well-being by nourishing your body with healthy foods, staying hydrated, and engaging in regular exercise. And I just want you guys to remember that your body is beautiful, and taking care of it is an act of self-love. Take care of your body. Next, I want to mention self-discovery. So use this summer as an opportunity to try new things and discover new passions, maybe whether it's picking up a new hobby, learn a new skill, maybe traveling to a new destination. Embrace the joy of exploration, you guys. This summer I am 100% certain that I'm going to be trying design. This is more technical, but like I want to mention it because, as you know, I'm a computer science engineer to be. I am in AI, artificial intelligence. I won't say that I'm into design that much. I love colors. I love creating beautiful designs and all of that. I do it like for school projects and all that, but I haven't really done it alone. And I want to kind of explore that and see where it goes. If you like drawing, maybe you can try this out. Maybe I'm going to try this out. Coloring books, maybe trying, I don't know, maybe try reading if you're not a reader. And I always encourage people to read. I feel like I'm going to do a separate episode to talk about all the things you could try during the summer. So I'm going to give you guys some ideas that you could try out. You could go hiking during summer. Hard, I know, but I feel like it's really exciting. I really want to try it out. So if you do tell me and tell me how was it. You could go watch the sunrise with your friends or the sunset. You could do a whole glow up day, get your hair done, do your deep skincare, do a face mask and all of that. You could have an all-nighter with your friends or your family. You could try journaling for the first time about a specific thing. You could volunteer to help the elderly people. You could go to the zoo with your friends. You could try out a new recipe that you've always wanted to try. You could go to the spa. You can go bike riding alone or with your friends. I love bike riding, especially at night during summer. You can have a staycation with your friends. Since it's summer, you can do a beach day with your friends, or you could just grab a book and go read your books over the beach alone, enjoying your time. Or also, you could invite your reader friends and go do a bookish picnic type of day in your favorite beach, and don't forget your sunscreen. Do a room makeover. So this can include decluttering your closet, getting new stuff, replacing, giving away some stuff you don't really use or clothes that you don't wear. Okay, next, you should create a summer vision board. Put in there every single picture that you want to recreate during the summer. It could be cute girls in the beach, it could be the sun or like the sand, shopping, paintings, anything really. Look up pictures on Pinterest. You can turn that picture into your phone wallpaper or like your laptop wallpaper, or like you just print out those pictures and stick them around on your room. So this vision board is going to be your inspiration for this summer. Start with it right now and make sure to show me what your vision board looks like. I'm going to post mine as well in my Instagram. And that's it for today's episode, you guys. If you made it to this point, thank you for sticking around. I love you guys so much. Stay tuned for the next episode because this summer we're going to have a lot of fun. I have linked my Instagram in the episode description, and also all of my socials really. I've also linked two forms that you can send me questions if you have any questions you want to ask me, if you're curious about anything, or if you have any feedback, please fill out the form and tell me what you think about today's episode and about this podcast in general. I would love and appreciate your feedbacks, you guys. And that's it, you guys. Thank you so much, and see you in another episode. Bye.